Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Bob Ryan going to join us in just a second. Here's your SportsCenter update. Bills defensive lineman Ed Oliver was arrested Saturday night in his hometown of Houston on charges of driving while intoxicated and unlawfully carrying a weapon. The Scottish Professional Football League has called off their season and have declared Celtic League champion. It's Celtic's ninth consecutive title. And finally, breakups tend to be harder on men than women. A study from 96 countries found that while women experience more pain immediately after a breakup, they move on more quickly. Men tend to feel less pain right after a breakup, but the damage takes longer to repair. Makes sense. America's number one shaving cream? That's Barbasol Shaving Cream. Choose Barbasol Thick and Rich Shaving Cream, the American original for over 100 years. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show. Are you surprised how much like Pitbull Jeff Bezos is starting to look? You mentioned Ed Oliver, Stugatz. Football players continue somehow to end up in the news when you don't want them to end up in the news for the wrong reasons. You cannot give us content during the pandemic and make your organization embarrassed. Ed Oliver is a very good football player. He's one of the reasons that the Bills were so good at defense last year. And I got to think, Stugatz, I have to think that some of these guys are being a little more lawless because they don't expect the police to pull them over. They don't expect during a pandemic to be pulled over. So you got an unlicensed gun and a beer in your car. But my guess is that the police don't want to be pulling you over. The police don't want to be looking right now for people who are driving around that they have to have contact with.
Perhaps, and I was reading this over the weekend, some structure has been taken out of their lives as well, where normally they have football to show up to and mini camps to show up to, and so maybe it's a combination of all those things.
You were reading something this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I hope I read it correctly, but I'm pretty certain that's what it was saying.
Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe with us now on ESPN Radio. We will read some tweets of his to you and to him at the end of this segment. Bob, thank you as always for making the time. Hope you and yours are safe and well. The Michael Jordan documentary, the nostalgia of it. You know basketball, Bob, and you've read those books, the many books that have been written about Michael Jordan. I don't imagine there were too many surprises in that for you.
There were some, just a few specifics along the way, of course, but the generality, that's, of course, was just simply to reaffirm what I believed or what I knew to be true or what I thought to be true, who he was, how he got it done. So for me, it was a fun look back. It wasn't necessarily educational, but then again, that's the idea, that for my set, it was going to be that way. It's the younger generation that needed to be, quote-unquote, educated as to who Michael Jordan was.
At the time, Bob, who did you think was most to blame, and has that changed at all for that team being broken up?
I wish that Jerry Krause would be here where we could sit down and talk with them and say, Jerry, just go over A, B, C, D, what your thinking was. Clearly, Jerry Krause, the most inflammatory and unforgettable line of the entire 10 episodes was, I don't care if you go 82-0, et cetera, or whatever words to that effect. That's kind of sobering and chilling. I can't imagine how Phil, you know, reacted when he first heard that. But my thinking is this. No matter what Jerry Krause wanted, Jerry Reinsdorf had to sign off on. And so I've always felt that in the end, the buck stopped there, not with Jerry Krause, because Jerry Reinsdorf was going to be the one who was going to have to sanction the breaking up of the team. But the two Jerrys, as they were referring to them in those days, were lumped together at the time, and I guess rightly so. But in the end, think about it, the owner has to sign off on it.
Bob, I feel like there are two people that are conveniently being left out of this discussion. Phil Jackson made it pretty clear he didn't want to coach in Chicago anymore. He needed a break. Like, this was exhausting. And if Phil's not coming back, Michael's not coming back. And the other guy is Scottie Pippen, who signed a terrible contract, and he was going to get paid no matter where he played after they won that sixth title.
You're right. In part B, there's no dispute, none. And, you know, he signed a contract for a reason. He was paranoid about, or he was completely obsessed with security in his mind, the family situation that he had, which I did not know about. That's one thing I was educated to, that the two wheelchair-bound members of his family was something I did not know about. And he was trying to provide for a family, more power to him. And he signed a security contract, was not going to take a chance on betting on himself, etc. Okay. And the other part, I don't know if there's any, excuse me, revisionist history going on with Phil now, because, you know, we saw Phil's comment in this interview. I'm sorry.
All right, hold on. Bob, just stop talking for a second. No, Bob, this is going to get worse, and powder and dust is going to start coming out of your mouth. Just stop for a second. I'm going to filibuster for you so you can gather yourself. If you continue talking.
I'm getting a little water. I'm going to be fine. I promise you, don't abort this interview.
All right, I am not aborting the interview, but I am officially concerned about your well-being here, so I'm going to talk for a little while. We are going to listen to you drink water.
I'm fine. It's done.
All right. Continue, please.
Phil may be indulging. I don't know the truth. I don't think we'll ever know the truth. We heard Phil at the end of the whole thing say, I needed a break, a time to go, time to move on. You seem really philosophical about it. Maybe that's the case. All I know is this. If they did stay together, looking at how that next season transpired, the abortive season, the 50 games, a team like the Knicks, the 8th seed, making it to the finals, you got to think they would have had a hell of a chance to win, and he damn well knows that now. So I don't know if we can take Phil at face value right now. But I agree with you, Stu Gotts, about Scottie Pippen.
Bob Ryan, in your journalism lifetime, I am asking you, and this is a lot of years, many decades of expertise we're talking about here, to give me a comparable to Dennis Rodman being allowed, or not allowed, just going during the finals, unexcused absence, to go wrestle. Unbelievable.
Nothing before or since. Quite. There was an eccentric pitcher in the turn of the 20th century named Rube Waddell, who did some crazy things. You could go look him up, a great left-hand pitcher, but a classic eccentric. I mean, absolutely a nutcase that if he came along today in a comparable way would be, you know, totally captivating for us. You would be talking about him every day. But no. And I had forgotten about the episode with Hulk Hogan in the middle of that after game two. Oh, no, there's nothing. And do you imagine today with social media? I mean, that's a thing. That so many things that would happen in years gone by that were that would be so much larger in life with social media than they were. I can't even begin to think about what it would have been like if anything like that happened today. But I didn't know anything about that.
Because Sarah Spain did such a poor job of eulogizing Phyllis George, I go to you, Bob Ryan, as someone who remembers that era in broadcast television, the NFL. Phyllis George passed away this weekend as, a pioneering woman who was one of the first who had to endure everything that came from the male audience. What do you remember about her and her legacy?
That, it was highly controversial, and she was completely attacked by a large segment of the male audience as being out of her depth and inappropriately used. And frankly, it was true. You know, she was a gorgeous woman, a Miss America. She had enough cursory sports knowledge to get her way through it. She had good air presence and all that. But, you know, who's kidding who? You know, if she were a homely woman who had never been Miss America, I don't think she would have been the one chosen to be a part of that group at all. But she, everything I've read about her, and I didn't know her, but I know those who did know her, women, females of my acquaintance in the business, they liked her, they respected her, they were fond of her, she was good to them. Wonderful tribute from Leslie Visser via Christine Brennan in today's USA Today. Anyone's interested, I recommend they read it. And yeah, you'll come away admiring Phyllis George. What I do remember, though, my only connection with her was John Y. Brown, because he owned the Celtics, and when they got married during his tenure as owner of the Celtics, and that marriage took place right in the middle of the season, and several people involved in the traveling party were invited and to the wedding, and I just remember coming back and talking about the whole splendor of the whole thing.
Bob Ryan with us here on ESPN Radio. My favorite follow on Twitter, at Globe Bob Ryan on Twitter. We have him explain his tweets when he comes on with us. So, Bob, I've got three or four quick ones for you. I've managed to get this far without knowing who Nick Wright is, but someone should tell him Isaiah was one-third of the greatest three-man backcourt in NBA history. And has he ever heard of Adrian Dantley or Mark Aguirre?
He was trying to say that Isaiah had no good teammates. That Isaiah lugged those Pistons teams to those titles by himself with mediocre talent surrounding him. That was the implication, and I had to set him straight. And then he put me on his radio show telling me that, in fact, he had interviewed me in times past, and I did have acquaintance with him. And then we hit it off nicely, and we were very civilized, and you know, it's done.
All right. That's very nice to hear, Bob. Andrew Toney is the most forgotten great player in NBA history. Thank you for saying it, Bob.
Yes, thank you for saying it, Bob.
Oh, that is one of the great no-brainers that I could spit back at you about in terms of sports opinion and knowledge. Andrew Toney, had he not gotten hurt, would have been an easy Hall of Famer. It was an unstoppable force and the most contemptuous offensive guard of his day. I mean, he just spit in your eye, said, "Yeah, double team me. I don't give a damn." He could step back, take a three. He could go to the basket, right or left. Don't foul him because he shot 90%. And he absolutely was as I said, he played with contempt of his opponent. And then he had a very brief career, and now he's forgotten, and that's too bad.
At Globe Bob Ryan on Twitter, the ESPN Top 74 NBA is surprisingly okay. They have the right top nine, but not necessarily in the right order. There will always be debate with any such list. Number one goof is number 33, John Havlicek, who should be no lower than 12. But few other outrages, only legit arguments.
Yeah, I was prepared to go to the mattress and scream and yell and holler about the stupidity of the people to put the list together. And then it floored me with how basically fair and accurate and respectful of history it is. And they did get the right nine guys, 1-9. 10, Shaq doesn't belong. I know people don't understand that, but that's all right. And I'd rearrange them. And obviously, Russell and Jordan should be 1 or 1-2 in some order. And I'll 1N, 1A, frankly, for their accomplishments. And then after that, we can argue a lot throughout. They got the right nine, and the right 20 are pretty good, by the way. But Havlicek, what people just can't get in their head is that he was every bit as good as Oscar Robertson and Jerry West in his time, and that he was better than both of them the last 5 years or so of his career, and that he was famous, he was damned with faint praise for his six-man fame when, starting with the second year in the league, he was second in the team in minutes played because Auerbach just wanted to use him that way. So John Havlicek is falling through the cracks of history unfairly. Absolutely. That's my take. That's my story, and damn it, I'm sticking to it.
Yeah!
Mike Ryan, I think you'll enjoy this. The aforementioned Rube Waddell.
Waddell.
Waddell, excuse me. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1943. He made his major league debut in 1897.
Yeah, so what's your point?
I need your point, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, here's a tidbit on Rube Waddell. Are you ready for this?
Of course.
Those are the days when, of course, they not only had roommates, but they had to sleep in the same large bed, okay? And his catcher, Ossie Schreckengast, Ossie Schreck, had a clause in his contract that said that Rube Waddell, his roommate, could not eat animal crackers in bed.
Whoa!
That is great. Thank
you, Bob. I love
you. Yes, you're the best. Thank you for being on with us, Bob.
Anytime.
More sports next.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour and our Best of Podcast on Demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a new Mystery Crate out today, led by Billy Gill. You could check it out if you'd like. Download it wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Field Yates, Dugatz, reports that Gronk has held the WWE 24/7 championship for 41 days. It is the longest reign in the history of the title. One of the first comments to Field Yates after he did this was somebody pointing out that we can't wrestle because of quarantine. It's very important that that person get there quickly and not understand at all what Field Yates was doing. But the thing I wanted to ask you before we get to your weekend observations in about 10 minutes, and I'm dead serious about this because I haven't asked you this question off air, but because your teenage girls are now home all the time and because so many people now are getting legitimate family time that they have not had in a really, really long time, I'm wondering if any part of this experience has been bad for you, because it is so rare to get teenage girls to be at home stationary at this time before they go off to college. What an enormous blessing for you to be able to work from home. I was telling Valerie this weekend, I don't think Stugatz is ever going to come back. Like, that, I think that Stugatz is just going to stay over there because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to make a drive. He won't want to make a drive anymore, and because he's spending so much time with his family that he otherwise wouldn't get. Even though you're with them, you know, lacrosse and everything else, it's not the same as being able to have dinner every night.
No, being able to have dinner every night, being able to do something as simple as just take a walk around the block with my daughter Emma, which has been great. No, it's been fantastic. I will tell you this, whether you believe me or not, is totally up to you. The one downside, obviously, is the show that we typically do is not the show that we're doing. We need to be in studio. There is eye contact. There are certain notes that we hit, and that has been taken away, although we're doing the best we can. But to answer your question, yeah, it's been very cool. We have a very close family, and as you pointed out, I spent a ton of time with Rachel because I'm a lacrosse coach. I've taught her how to play, and we're constantly traveling. Where it's been amazing is the amount of time I've had to spend with both Abby and Emma. That has been something unexpected. It's been wonderful. It's been great. And just some of the conversations I've had with my daughters, because – You actually have to communicate during this thing.
It feels like the 1950s all of a sudden, where families are having dinner together. Now, keep in mind, I understand that the unemployment rate is unprecedented and awful. I understand that we have bread lines. I'm not sitting here arguing that the quarantine is a good thing overall. But in that one respect, the idea that fathers and mothers can have their teenage kids, if you have kids of a certain age who normally wouldn't be this kind of claustrophobic, they wouldn't be this isolated, you don't get this kind of access to your family if not for our current situation. There are a couple of things like that where I think people are really connecting. Another thing that I think is super weird, Stugatz, I don't understand this at all. I'm sure that somebody is writing about it in a way that can inform us. I don't understand how time is going by so fast.
Yeah,
like
crazy.
It doesn't make any sense to me that during this particular scenario that it seems like the weeks are going by way too fast, that the weekends are going by way too fast. I honestly don't understand why that's happening.
The days, it feels like they've been shortened, right? I don't know. Are we waking up later? Are we going to sleep earlier? I mean, Mike Ryan just wakes up, he drinks, he goes to sleep, 5 o'clock, boom, day over. I mean,
that's right. That is exactly how it happens. Stugatz's weekend observations are next.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Here's your SportsCenter update. Bills defensive lineman Ed Oliver was arrested Saturday night in his hometown of Houston on charges of driving while intoxicated and unlawfully carrying a weapon. The Scottish Professional Football League has called off their season and have declared Celtic League champion. It's Celtic's 9th consecutive title. The C's. And finally, cigarette butts are the most littered, environmentally toxic item in the world. SportsCenter is brought to you by Blue Emu. From one of America's most trusted brands comes a new maximum strength arthritis pain relief cream. Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream is non-greasy, deep penetrating, and it's odor-free. Don't let joint pain strike you out. Reach for Blue Emu maximum arthritis cream. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Jackie McMullen is reporting that Scottie Pippen is, quote, wounded and disappointed by his portrayal in The Last Dance. Wounded and disappointed. What are you making faces about?
I mean, listen, it's like 20 years removed. He's regarded as one of the 50 greatest players of all time. He was a bit selfish along that run. It's okay. I think we've all forgiven and forgotten, and everyone's moved on, and he made his money, made north of $100 million. Get over it.
Okay, very good. Time now for Stugatz's weekend observations.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase only at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Dan, little soccer, little golf, little UFC, some NASCAR. For a moment, Dan, it felt like sports were back. Then I realized we're supposed to be watching the NBA playoffs, and it dawned on me that they are not. The Warriors said they feel the pain of The Last Dance. Warriors, do me a favor. Take their names out of your mouths right now. Do it now. Thank you. Let me, what happened there? Seriously, what are the Warriors are comparing themselves to the Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and the Bulls, who won 6 titles in 8 years and would have won 8-8 had he not taken over baseball? What are you doing? You don't feel any of their pain. Hey, I got the rant. Need a sip of water. I'm sorry, Dan.
Because you were screaming. That's why. Right. You're red-faced. You've been red-faced since you told Scottie Pippen to get over it.
Yeah. Let me get this straight. Hiring a minority is worth 10 spots in the third round? Jesus. Anyone else wondering what percentage of the NFL is going to get arrested if the league doesn't come back soon? Anyone? Where the blazes was Juanita?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Have you ever used the phrase, where the blazes?
What's the age of someone that uses, where in the blazes? I mean, you led me right into that observation. Well done by you. Dan, Monday topic. NFL players getting arrested because we're not playing football. Collision course. Listen, I say this with all due respect to the drivers.
Don't.
But even during unprecedented times, with precious little live sports to watch, I ain't watching cars go in circles. Bryce Harper laid out his idea for the next 3 baseball seasons. Must have taken up a lot of his time. Bryce, do me a favor. You're getting paid $500 million. Lay out your ideas for how you're not going to strike out 180 times like you did last season. Thanks. Erling Haaland to score -125. Gift. At first glance, I thought Paul George died at the age of 70.
It's Haaland.
Whatever. Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Not exactly.
It was a gift.
That it was.
From the soccer gods. Mike, you're my soccer god. Anyway, at first glance, I thought, what?
How does that guy keep scoring every time that he plays?
He's got
10 goals in 2020 on 21 shots.
It's amazing. I mean, it's like 80%. At first glance, I thought Paul George died at the age of 70.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you already made that bad joke once.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if
sure
you heard,
heard him.
Alistair Overeem. Menace in class. All wrapped into one. Monday Night Football should hire Daniel Cormier.
He's good, man. He's really good.
Jim Kelly said with Brady out of the division, if the Bills don't win the AFC East, something is wrong. Jim, A, it's football. B, at least you didn't put any additional unnecessary pressure on your former team. Professional golfers, when clean shaven and wearing pants, look like professional golfers. Professional golfers, unshaving, wearing shorts, look like me and Fat Chris. Wait, is there a chance the highest paid player in Major League Baseball this season will be Bobby Bonilla? Bobby Bo. Well,
that's funny.
Major League Baseball wants severe penalties for fights in 2020. Manfred, here's an idea. Ban fights. You're welcome. CBSSports.com, Sunday afternoon, second headline. Eagles won't pursue Clowney unless... ... Hashtag COVID-19. So does the NBA fine Knicks? Are poopy poop butt butts butts cup for tampering?
Soup.
Jeez.
What are you? Butt soup.
Butt soup. Yeah, I should have read that first.
You want to try it again?
It's your observation.
No.
They're your observations.
Poopy cup butt Never mind. Soup for tampering.
Just keep it moving.
Poopy poop butt soup.
This is the best way I have ever been angry at you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Poopy poop butt soup, Stugatz. Poopy poop butt soup. I don't know why you're putting a cup in there. Is it your dyslexia? Easy. Poopy poop butt soup.
Easy for you to say. Is it just me or are the weekends getting shorter and shorter? Also, anyone else notice the woodpeckers are coming? Huh? Anyone? I got two living in my house. I ain't joking. They live in poles in my house. I'm serious. Sunday afternoon headline, profootballtalk.com. Lions agree to terms with fourth rounder Logan Stenberg. A, who is Logan Stenberg? B, hashtag COVID-19. Right below that, Anthony Hitchens. If we get run defense settled, we should be a top five defense. Who is Anthony Hitchens? Does he play or coach defense? What team is he talking about? Also, hashtag COVID-19. Sunday afternoon nap to the sounds of golf on my television. I missed you so much. Warriors GM Bob Myers. When you already have an all-time great team and add an all-time great player, it feels cheapened. I think what Kevin Durant doesn't realize is that it seems like he's a misery to be around. Phyllis George, a pioneer and someone for young girls to look up to. Thank you. Enjoy heaven. 50-50 on whether or not you'll see Brent up there one day. But I guarantee you, don't worry about having to see Art Briles because he's permanently in hell. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
A couple of cleanup items here. If you were wondering why I was shouting poopy poop butt soup at Stugatz, it's because Spencer Dinwiddie tried to raise $24 million this year in an auction and raised less than $1,000. The second biggest donor, $69, was poopy poop butt soup. Also, I love the idea of Josh Allen dropping back to pass in the fourth quarter and feeling pressure from what Jim Kelly said. We update the polls next.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers always there for you rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Dear sports.
Dear sports.
Dear sports.
Dear sports. I love that my Knicks somehow won't be done paying Joakim Noah the $72 million we owe him until 2022.
I love when my local Miami-based MLB team already adheres to social distancing because 13 people go to the games.
I miss the way me and all my friends smell after tailgating.
The Farmers Insurance Open, where the best player in the field is Brant Snedeker.
That sad guy next to me who keeps standing up to start the wave, even though it never gets stronger than a smattering of 13 people who pity him.
You know what I absolutely love? Being a fan of Miami Hurricanes football and having a national championship stripped away from my celebrating hands while the fireworks fill the sky because mother Terry Porter has a bogus pass interference call because he's clearly in bed with a mob.
Navy Federal Credit Union has a mission to put members first by making their financial goals the priority. Learn more today at NavyFederal.org and join today. Today's Last Dance Recap was brought to you by AT&T.
Let's update the polls, Stugatz. We've got quite a few of them today at Lebatard Show on Twitter. If you'd like to vote overnight, tell them what you got, Stugatz.
Have you ever had a bad feeling about that pizza? 51% of the audience said yes.
What?
They said yes. They've had that feeling, that bad feeling about the pizza. It's no longer the flu game. What a sad day.
Yeah, it is sad.
Is Michael Jordan more of a competitor than Steve Kerr? 65% of the audience said yes. I mean, a very long build-up to Steve Kerr hitting a little shot from the free throw line. Jeez.
It really was. It really was. We took a detour. We took a detour because Steve Kerr had a past that is obviously pretty interesting.
Do you feel like you know Michael Jordan's security guards better than you know his family? 95% of the audience said yes. Oh, God, scrolling up here. What have you ever done, nerd?
What have you ever won, nerd? What have you ever won?
Here. It says okay. Done. I am not taking the blame for this one.
I'm not blaming you. Okay. I'm just telling you, what have you ever won, nerd, was the response to Pablo Torre's essay on the Sports Reporters.
80% of the audience said yes. Scrolling up. NCAA tournament, NIT. Wow, that was good today. Are you stunned that Fred Willard was 86 years old? 77.
I can't believe that.
What?
I'm sorry. I can't believe that. I really can't. He did. I mean, I just don't think of him as 86 years old.
I got to tell you, the way I just said what made me feel like I was 86 years old. What? I heard a voice. What?
Yes, you did. That's 20 years of chemistry we got there, Stugatz. 20 what? Years.
77% of the audience said yes. Are you watching movies and telling people to socially distance when they get too close in movies? I'm doing that. 56% of the audience said no. Who looks more like he lost his job 3 months ago, but keeps pretending to go to work every morning because he's too ashamed to face his family? Frank Vogel or Mike Budenholzer?
That is such a good question. It is such a good question.
And I think you're right, Dan. 57% of the audience said Vogel. I'm Budenholzer. Are you jealous of Mike Ryan because he hasn't watched the last two episodes of The Last Dance because he was out day drinking and fell asleep at 5? 52% of the audience said yes. Are you surprised how much Pitbull Jeff Bezos is starting to look? How much like Pitbull? I don't know how my fault either. 70% of the audience said yes. Those are the polls.
All right. Excellent dismount on the show, Stugatz.